This week, we're also talking to more recent arrivals on these shores, reaching out to three chefs who were born overseas or raised by immigrant parents. On this Thanksgiving Day, we hear from Marcus Samuelson, born in Ethiopia. His mother died of tuberculosis when he was three.
My sister and I survived, and then we got adopted by a Swedish family and just grew up like a Swedish boy.
Then Marcus Samuelson came to the United States and made his name as a chef. He now runs one of the country's top restaurants. And earlier this week, he was the guest chef for President Obama's state dinner. We asked him what he puts on his own Thanksgiving table.
Like most immigrants, we roast turkey. We have turkey on the table. But it's also our table is filled with people from all over the world that are Americans, like us, new Americans. But is also the dishes from our country. So I have like Swedish potato gratin. I have gravlax on the table. Then my wife makes a mean Dora Watt, which is this chicken stew from Ethiopia. She will always have some injera bread there. And I think Thanksgiving is this incredible, great example where we as immigrants, we as Americans, bring in the culture or the history of where we come from, and then we serve it to our friends or family. And I just think it's a perfect marriage where you can show your identity and you're really proud to be an American.
You said your wife makes or brings injera bread. Is that the spongy Ethiopian bread that you wrap the food in that as you eat
that
it, basically?
Everybody should have a little bit of injera at home. It's just better. It's just better, you know? There's a couple of breads that we should all have at home. We should all have some sourdough. We should have some Swedish crisp bread. And brioche is not bad. And injera.
Do you leave room for dessert?
I do. I actually make, most of the time, my mother's apple cake. And, you know, cooking for me, it's just also a way of looking back. My family's not here. My Swedish family's not here. And when I make the apple cake, I see my mother. When I eat it, I see my mother, my grandmother. And so much of cooking and eating is about where do we want to go in our memories. We want to revisit the vacation. We want to revisit our college year. We want to revisit our childhood. And those are the two ladies that taught me how to cook.
Well, let me invite you to do a little remembering then. How do you make that apple cake?
You start with really good Granny Smith apples, and you dice them up, and then you add in, you sort of make a mix between ginger, cardamom, and cinnamon, and you let them sit. They're sour and tart, and here's where it starts. Always dice up more apples than you want for the recipe, because then just to taste the sour Granny Smith with sugar and cinnamon coating on top of it.
Mm.
It's fantastic.
That's almost like eating a raw apple pie, pretty much.
Yes. And then you eat that throughout making it. That's a key in component that doesn't fit in the book, you know? And then you make the dough with eggs, flour, sugar. And what I thought was fascinating, when you take sort of your round cake mold and you fill in the dough, my job was always to sort of make the clock. My mom always cut 12 pieces. At 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then you have to put the apple pieces in there. You know, I always want to mess it up. I wanted to put the apples all over. My mom's like, no, we have to be like a clock because each person should get a slice of apple. I thought that was a little bit too organized for my taste, but mm-hmm. I had to do it. And it was just small stuff like that you create this incredible connection, son-mother connection that is still, I mean, will always be extremely tight.
So is it fair to say that when you, on Thanksgiving Day, are taking a bite of your mother's and grandmother's apple cake, you won't be in America at all? You'll be in Sweden for just a little while.
No, I am very much in America. I think about the journey, what brought me here, and I think about the influences. And I can now share it with my new American friends. We all have food stories. We all come from incredible background, and we can tell that food stories, those memories, we can share that through food. And that's the reason why I love living in this country.
Marcus Samuelson is the author of New American Table and is also the chef and co-owner of the New York City restaurant Aquavit. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.